Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This is The Mighty Rock, starring BJ and Migs, mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Giving Tuesday, and we have decided today is the day we're going to kick off our partnership. It's been a great one with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm. That's right. Coats for Kids. We're doing it again because it is a great, great cause.
And just $20, BJ, we'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. And man, the Rockaholics, already this morning, we've already raised a couple of $1,000.
Woo!
And we just started today. So that's a lot of great coats for some kids. And massive shout out to some of the Rockaholics that have donated some money. Darren Bartlett donated $500.
Whoa, Darren's in the running for the top spot.
As of right now, yeah, absolutely. Dan and April Virtus, $173. Brian Beat joined the 69 Club, because, you know, that always happens. It's a very prestigious club. You donate $69, and boom, you're in the club.
And, of course, you know, if you get the top spot for donating today in celebration of Giving Tuesday, the top donors will be featured in our Father Christmas holiday video that we're doing to accompany the song that we had made.
Yep.
Which is an awesome song celebrating the holidays. So you want to be in that video. You're a top donor. You're helping out the kids. Everybody wins with this. We're trying to raise $50,000 because, of course, it's KISW's 50th anniversary. So that would be cool if we get that done. That's like 2,500 coats we'd be able to get, man.
It's a lofty goal, but, you know, man, whatever money we raise, it's awesome. But let's see if we can do that. Let's see if we can get $50,000 raised, BJ.
And Taylor Driving School and UMass Global said they're matching donations up to $1,000 each. So that is some good business. A lot of folks helping out. If you'd like to donate today, it's simple. Go to KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser. Whoa. B Migs. You're a loser.
It is time. To B Migs. And it's time to turn down for tentacles.
Charge out for what?
Release the Kraken. Go to KISW.com and get that hockey-inspired tentacle shirt. It's so badass.
Yes, it is.
All right, today we got Jeff, or Travis, from Puyallup. Travis, are you there?
I am, and I have my Gatorade bottle just in case.
Whoa.
Good.
Okay, then.
Hopefully you won't have to use it, but it's always good to just have it. All right, Steve, now
stop
get out.
Stop playing that water sound. It's going to trigger something for
him. I know. For those playing at home, Travis has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon starred in what 2005 romantic comedy that centered around baseball?
Fever Pitch.
Yes. What is the last name of George in Seinfeld?
Costanza.
Yes. What singer has the hit songs Bad Romance and Paparazzi?
Lady Gaga.
Yes. How many continents are there?
Seven.
Yes. Maureen McCormick played what character on The Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
Yes. In which state is the Grand Canyon located?
Arizona.
Yes. Plants generate energy from sunlight using what P word?
Photosynthesis.
Yes. What broadcast television network debuted on October 9th, 1986?
Fox.
Yes. What breed of dog was Lassie?
Collie.
Yes. How many seasons did The Facts of Life have?
Six, seven, eight.
No, no, no.
Oh,
Travis. Wow, you went through those questions so fast. You got 9 correct.
Woo, not bad.
You almost had a perfect 10 if you just got that last question.
Hopefully the facts don't do them in.
Hopefully not. Yeah. You were very, very close.
Yeah.
But
wow.
9 is a wonderful score.
I think, you know, I think Steve could go down again. This could be
think?
A second loss in a row.
With the last question, or you think he's going to get... one wrong.
Oh, I think he's going down. That's what I'm saying. I'm keeping it vague. He's going down.
BJ thinks you're going down, Steve. Let's see.
Oh yeah.
I already went down earlier this morning, so I hope
not. You did. Hopefully not. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, that's better. Yeah, much better.
Thank you for clarifying.
Context is key.
Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon starred in what 2005 romantic comedy?
Fever Pitch.
Yes. What is the last name of George and Seinfeld?
Costanza.
Yes. What singer has the hit songs Bad Romance and Paparazzi?
Gaga. Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Gaga.
How many continents are there?
The continents? 7.
Yes. Maureen McCormick played what character on The Brady Bunch?
Marsha.
Yes.
Marsha.
In which state is the Grand Canyon located?
Arizona.
Yes.
Nice.
Plants generate energy from sunlight using what P word?
Photosynthesis.
Yes. What broadcast television network debuted on October 9th, 1986?
Fox.
Yes.
Fox.
What breed of dog was Lassie?
Oh, he was a collie.
Yes. How many seasons did The Facts of Life have?
The Facts of Life? 9.
Yes.
Wow.
Wow, Steve, you got a perfect 10. And you win.
Wow.
10 to 9.
Recognize,
BJ.
Wow. The facts was did you in,
wow.
buddy.
Wow. And you got that right on the head there.
9.
Whatever.
Sorry, Travis. That's
right.
What happened.
Just like the Kraken.
And not like the Seahawks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely not like the Seahawks.
No. He was the Hawks this morning. He's the Kraken now.
Wow, I'm impressed. You got all those right.
Man, there were a couple that were just like, I did not expect to get them correct.
Really thought I had another song.
No, you're
I got
wrong.
Robbed.
You had no faith in Steve.
I have no faith in him. You're right, because I want a song, and I didn't get it.
Well, congratulations on beating Travis.
Yeah, buddy.
Thank you.
There you go. All right, so we're closing in, obviously, on the holiday season. It's here. I mean, it's official. Everything is tra-la-la-la, you know, deck the halls, all of that.
Oh, we put our Christmas tree up on Friday.
All right. Well, now it's official. I wasn't sure if it was going to happen.
Finished up getting some a giant snowman decoration on the outside of our house, which
saw that.
Which Tatum was very excited about because she's all about the snowman. We watched Frosty the Snowman like 8 times yesterday.
Oh, she's into Frosty now. At least you're showing her the good stuff.
Well, yeah, she just likes snowmen. So, like, I mean, I was like, well, Frosty's a snowman. I bet she'll like him.
Yeah.
And, yep. Absolutely. And the inside of the house, all decorated as well. So we're ready.
I don't know what it is about Frosty, but Lily loved Frosty when she was around Tatum's age too.
It's
That's
weird
because
Frosty's a classic.
Yeah. Well, it's good that we didn't expose him to you because you hate snowmen. So
that one snowman did beat you up.
Yeah, we gotta keep him away.
I was I was hesitant on posting that picture because I didn't want you to think that I was.
Oh, you thought I'd be triggered? Yeah.
Yeah. I respect you too much to do something like that.
No, you guys are doing a good job. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that.
It was a big ass snowman. I was so excited. We got it at Lowe's.
Nice.
Yeah. You know what? It's inflatable, right?
It's on a pole.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. So this stays, I was going to say it stays hard because the inflatables don't. When people don't, you know, a lot of folks just have this, you know, dead balloon in the yard until they turn it on at night.
Dude, that was
okay.
That was our whole thing. Like, we love the inflatables, but when they're not being inflated, then it just looks like you have trash on your yard.
Yeah.
So, like, we were on the fence about, like, I was like, if we find an awesome inflatable, maybe we'll do it. But then we saw this giant snowman, and it was just perfect.
It's hard for me to tell. Does it light up in the picture? I don't know if it lights.
The inside has lights, and then it also holds Christmas lights. Like, it's holding Christmas lights. Those light up as well. And so I got matching Christmas lights, like the ones the snowman has.
How big is this thing? Is it as tall as you?
It's about, I'd say it's close to 6 feet tall.
Damn, so
it's
a little big.
I mean, I gotta stand next to it again to see. But it's pretty damn tall.
I got a penguin.
Bucks, it better be.
I got a penguin that holds Christmas lights, but he's a little guy. So because we had another penguin that died and had to get a new one. And this one, it looks like he's made of stronger stuff.
Dude, they had some of those, and we didn't get it, but it was like a little one of those inflatables, but it plugs into your USB. And like your computer or whatever, so it's for like your office. Like it's like 20 inches high or something like that.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah, Dan's showing you a picture of the front of my house.
Oh, look at that. He's a big boy.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, yeah. And where are you going to store that? Does it collapse?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it collapses into like a pretty, not tiny box, but a thin box.
I got to go check this out.
Lowe's, baby. That's where the best decorations are.
Really? Because I've been to Home Depot and they have good decorations.
Even. But Home Depot's great. Don't get me wrong. I have no issues with it. But when it comes to Christmas decorations, Lowe's is way better.
Yeah. And I feel like it's the opposite for Halloween, actually. I feel like Home Depot has better Halloween decorations because they had the ones or they came out with that 20-foot skeleton.
Isn't that wild?
They switch off.
So they're like, okay, Home Depot goes, all right, listen, Lowe's, we'll let you have Christmas, but we'll take over Halloween. I always go to Molbach's, which is up there in, I think, Woodinville, Bothell area. And it's a garden store, but man, they always have cool stuff for like Thanksgiving, holidays, and Christmas is just great. And that's where I got my penguin. I got my penguin up there at Molbach's.
Dude, it's nuts though. Cause like right now we go anywhere and it's already, the shelves are getting thin when it comes to Christmas stuff. It's nuts how quickly things are already being sold.
Oh, it was insane. My wife and I said, hey, let's go to the mall. I mean, how busy could it be on, like Black Friday weekend? Yeah, that was a good idea. Kathy was like, this was the dumbest idea you've ever had. What are we doing?
Someone says, Steve, you're lucky. My kid also loves snowmen too, but it's damn Olaf. Damn you, Frozen.
Oh, I was going to bring Olaf up because Olaf is Josh Gad, who's a great performer. But, I mean, Olaf is in the movie, but you got to put up with everything else in the movie, where Frosty is definitely the big star. Frosty. He's in the whole thing where Olaf, I mean, he's in it, but, you got Elsa, you got Schmexa, you got, I don't know who that other dude is, whatever the guy's name is.
No, Schmexa.
Yeah, yeah, I like Schmexa.
And you got Skippy, whoever Skippy is, the love interest of somebody.
He's probably an elf.
Yeah, Frosty's weird, though, because I feel like they turned a 2-minute song into a 30-minute cartoon.
Yes.
Did a damn good job doing it.
Oh.
And Jimmy Durante. Don't forget, which Danny doesn't know, but Jimmy Durante was the big nose, crazy sort of performer. Like he was
I don't even know who Jimmy Durante is.
He's the voice, so he's the narrator. Well, see, that's the thing. You don't even know the guy because you're not that old. But I'm at least old enough to know that, they used to get celebrity voices for those cartoons just like they do today.
Yep.
And, of course, it's pretty wild to think the cartoons live on and nobody knows who these celebrities are that are in this show. But these were voices that people knew back in the day, and Jimmy Durante was like a big star.
Frosty's so old. 1969.
That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
Yeah, December 7th, 1969 is when he came out. I didn't realize it was that old. I thought it was like 80s.
Now, Steve, maybe you want to show Rudolph, because Rudolph's got another, Santa Claus. Yeah, Rudolph. It's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, because that's got silver and gold snowman. He's in it. The guy with the beard. Silver and gold. Yeah. And he's a snowman that runs around.
He is. He has a mustache. I don't know if he has a beard, though. Goatee.
Well, he's got like a little goatee, I thought.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You may be right.
I don't know. Like, I'm not really feeling that snowman. I know which one you're talking about.
He sings silver and gold. Have a holy, jolly Christmas. Yeah. You're not feeling him, huh?
No, not personally. I'll run it by Tatum and see what she thinks.
Wow. I mean, it's Rudolph. It's the greatest reindeer of all. She better know. You got to tell her about Rudolph. I mean, he's the goat.
I don't need to overwhelm my 2-year-old with, not yet in a couple of weeks, a 2-year-old, but I don't need to overwhelm her with all this stuff. Right now, she's good with Frosty and
That's
Santa.
It? Just one Christmas thing? That's all she gets?
She knows Santa. She knows Santa as well.
Wait, but what Christmas show is she watching? Is it just Frosty's?
Peppa Pig Christmas specials.
Oh, yeah. Peppa Pig's got a Christmas night.
They all have them.
There's all these Christmas shows. Like, honestly, at first, we didn't even know why she even knew the word Christmas. We were in Target. And she just kept going, Miss. And we're like, what the hell? How do you know Christmas? Like, we haven't started saying it.
Yeah.
And some woman just randomly is like, I bet your kid knows it because of Bluey. And I'm like, what the? Who said that? And I turn around to some woman. She's just smiling. I'm like, huh? And she's like, does your kid watch Bluey? I'm like, yeah, a lot. She's like, oh, there's a Christmas special that airs all the time. And that's how my kids figured out what Christmas was from Bluey. I'm like, you're probably right. So random thing to chime in on, but thank you.
Yeah, but still, if that's the case, boy, oh boy, that Bluey could be like, you know, like playing subliminal messages if you're not even knowing what they're watching.
I mean, she's sure there's something Christmas. On Reddit that's saying that.
Yeah, well, she's probably all like, Daddy, I want this toy and that toy. And you're like, where do you get the idea for these things?
Oh, that's just commercials.
I was going to say, that's just cartoons.
Yeah.
Cartoons are just giant commercials for children.
Well, good luck to you. That's why I see Rudolph, it's not, you know, Rudolph is the goat. I kind of don't know if you're a good parent if you don't show your kid Rudolph. Just saying.
All right, well, why don't you call CPS on me?
I think I might have to.
I'm positive we're going to show it to her. I'm just not going out of my way. It's going to be on.
I was so proud of you with Frosty. I thought, you know what? You're showing the classics, which, you know, and all the Blueys and all the Peppas and all the Cocomelons. That's great. It's all the new blood. But you cannot forget the Christmas classics. And so here I'm thinking, look at Steve doing the job, throwing Frosty on. But now there's no Rudolph. Yeah, probably no Santa Claus is coming to town either. Yeah, I'm not going to do that either with, you know, but in front of the... If you don't show her the heat miser, you're off the show. That's all I have to say.
Is that what's up?
That's aggressive.
By this year? Can we focus on maybe year three, heat miser?
She's old enough. At 2 years old, that's when it starts, the indoctrination.
I am impressed that if you just go to her and go, hey, what does Santa sound like? She'll go... Ho, ho, ho. Yeah.
I was impressed with that. Yeah, I really, you know, she makes the monkey sound and she knows how to do the dog thing.
Yep.
Like her father, really good at animal impressions. But you know what? She busted out the Santa.
Yep.
I was like, all right, Tatum.
Right now, her impressions include Santa, dog, monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're all similar. Except she, you know, it's like ooh ooh, it's oh oh, or it's wow wow wow. You know, so she's doing a really good job.
I also in the video, if you check it out on Steve's social media, where it's funny because it's like she can't be bothered. She's just doing her thing.
She's just sitting in a bucket, and I'm just like, hey, say this. All right, fine, Dad.
Whatever you want to do.
I'll throw it up on my Instagram at I'm Steve Mays just right now.
She thinks she's entertaining. Like she's like, you know what? I got to entertain the father.
Yeah.
You know, I get him. I talked to mom. We had a conversation. I'm kind of, sometimes I ignore him. And mom's like, look, he helps out bring you stuff. So she's like, all right.
How do you know our house is like? This is me last night. Like, can I send the guy? I was about to sit down on the couch next to her. She goes, no. And I'm like,
oh, yeah.
All right, I'll stand and watch the Hawks game in the other room. Fine. And I go back over there, try and sneak on the couch. She looks at me and goes, no. And I'm just like, what the hell?
So she's not letting you have the couch?
Not yesterday.
She
was busy watching Frosty.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Dude, I don't know what to say. It seems like we have a new king of the castle.
Oh, that's for sure.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Yeah. Yeah. Show her Rudolph. Things will change. Hey, guess what time it is? It's time for you. Yes, you. You're going to be in the spotlight. It is listeners on the loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's yours, your calls, your...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Text, we got them at 920 on The Rock.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got something to say.
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you got the show. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. And remember, when you get on the air, make sure you follow Steve's one rule.
BJ, it's a simple rule, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, the gong will be hit, and we're going to have to say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999.
And BJ, we're starting off with a great friend of ours, and today is Giving Tuesday, and it's always great to do this every year, where we help put coats on kids with Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And from the Washington State Council of Firefighters, we have our friend Dean Shelton on to talk about coats for kids.
Hey, Dean, good to have you back, my friend.
Hey, BJ. Hey, Steve. It's good to be back, and although virtually here, but I appreciate you guys once again for having me on the show and obviously supporting Operation Warm and the firefighters' drive to put warm coats on kids.
It's insane that it's already a year's gone by.
I can't believe
tomorrow's December.
Yeah, it's it always is important because, I mean, everybody celebrated Thanksgiving. Everyone is just getting in the holiday spirit. They've done their shopping. And we forget, team, which is why I'm glad we do this every year. We forget that something as simple as just a coat on your back is not that simple for kids.
Now, you know, I think all of us take for granted. We're very fortunate. I think most of us that are involved in the program, fortunate that grabbing a coat is just second nature. You know, we don't have a problem there, but there's so many people that are still hurting and not, you know, able to buy a new coat or have a coat. And kids grow, you know, as fast. All of us have, or as parents, you know, we watch our kids grow, and it clearly is not always easy to keep them in clothes that fit and warm clothes. And this time of year, you know, it's terrible in Washington State as we keep watching the rainfall and the weather get colder and colder. So being able to really be a partner in this program with you all in Operation Warm, the firefighters just absolutely love this program and what it does for our communities and our ability to give back.
And what we're doing is we're asking you, if you can, make any donation possible. You can go to KISW.com. Excuse me. Go to KISW.com. That's where you can make any donation. All it takes is $20. $20 puts a brand new coat on a kid that needs one.
Shout out to Carissa Simmons, who just donated $20 to the great cause. Marcus D. Deutsch, I think is how his last name is spelled, but $26. Tammy, $26. And then Megan Winnie, $103. And like we mentioned earlier this morning, Darren Bartlett donated $512. In one day alone, we've already got $2,000 raised for Coats for Kids, and we have a very lofty goal of $50,000, but yes, man, it'd be awesome if we could get to that.
It's all going to kids in Washington State, by the way, and Dean, that's what we love about it, is we really are helping the kids close to home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have locals throughout the United States and Canada, but specifically here in Washington, locals east, west, north, and south. We have the Spokane firefighters, Central Pierce firefighters, Olympia firefighters, Marysville firefighters, Whatcom County and Bellingham firefighters, you name it. We have members that are providing coats in this program. And, you know, and that's something too, you know, we're going to be giving some coats away tonight up there in Mount Vernon to some families and some groups that were impacted by the floods in Whatcom County and in Skagit County. So this program, although we're fundraising right now with you all, we actually try to get these coats out as best as we can. Over the last 2 years, it's been a little more difficult, obviously, with the circumstances and the pandemic, but we'll still be able to get these coats on kids. We've already had distributions throughout the state of Washington, and they'll continue well into the first part of next year. Again, you guys and your fundraising are what helps make that possible. Without you, many kids we would not be able to reach, just based on, you know, being able to afford that many coats. It's hard to believe that there's that many kids in this state that still need warm coats. So we really cannot thank you all enough for what you do.
And the cool thing is that these are coats that the kids want. Plus, they also get to pick out the colors they want. And, you know, Dean, you've seen it so many times as you and a lot of the great firefighters and the folks that are, you know, Operation Warm. You've seen what it does for a kid's just sense of self-worth to be able to have a coat that they picked out that they can call their own.
Yeah, you know, firefighters see people, you know, typically on what is their worst day. And this program actually is therapeutic for our members and obviously a great cause. But yeah, we get into the schools in most instances. Obviously, we've been limited over the last year or so with being able to do that. But typically we get into the schools. You know what? We get to meet the kids get to actually meet the firefighters. You're right. They get to pick what color they want. You know what? We size them so it's appropriate. And it really is therapeutic for us to really get to meet kids who do truly appreciate these coats. And it's great, too. We get to interact with staff and other you know, persons that are involved with the school districts and other agencies. So it's a great opportunity for the interactions to go and really be able to talk about those things that we do on a positive note versus those times where, you know, someone either has a fire in their house or they're sick or injured. This is an opportunity for us to interact with our communities another way and in a more positive way.
And we're talking to Dean Shelton from the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And they, along with Operation Warm and us here at KISW, we're presenting Coats for Kids, which is being presented by Palace Law. We get a lot of support from them. That's awesome. Taylor Driving School and UMass Global are going to be matching donations up to $1,000 each. As on this Giving Tuesday, we are asking, hey, man, we would love your donations. If you can't make a donation, go to KISW.com, get the info so you can share it on your socials because maybe some of your friends could help out. Every dollar counts. But if you are the highest donator today on Giving Tuesday, the top donor is going to be featured in our Father Christmas holiday video, which we made a nice little Christmas song and had it professionally done, as a matter of fact.
Nice little cover of the King's Father Christmas, yeah.
And you're going to get to be in that video. So if you you want to come big, I mean, if you want to go big, baby, help out the kids, you'll be in the video.
Yeah, right now, Darren Bartlett with that $512 donation, I feel like might be the front runner. But man, shout just came in right now. A couple coats taken care of thanks to Dustin Flynn, donated $51.
That's awesome. And that's the thing, you know, Dean, the idea that there is no small amount. There's every bit helps, which really, I mean, it gives a great feeling, I think, to anybody who feels like I want to help accomplish something. It will accomplish something, even if you give a dollar.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys have a lofty goal. You know, once again, by the way, happy birthday to KSW celebrating their 50th anniversary. But, woo, you know, again, yeah, exactly. That lofty goal of 50 grand will go a long ways. I think also, too, to be, you know, be very, very clear here. Your listeners may not know, but I really want to say to both of you and the rest of your team there, you know, as our honorary firefighters in the work that you do. We couldn't have picked better honorary firefighters for the state of Washington and the Washington State Council of Firefighters than you all and what you continue to do for this program and to assist the firefighters in our abilities to give back to our community. So a big congrats. I know that you guys do not pat yourselves on the back often enough. And although, you know what, you're going to honor the top fundraiser today on Giving Tuesday, I think it's important that the top fundraisers are you and your entire station there and what you do for Operation Warm, the Union Firefighters and the Washington State Council of Firefighters when we are able to get back out and give these coats to kids. So thanks to you both and the rest of your crew, Sarah, you know, and everybody else there, Danny, everybody else, Vicky. We really do appreciate you all.
Well, I mean, in the summer season, during like barbecue season, I go around with my firefighter helmet and make sure everybody's doing their barbecues properly. As an honorary firefighter, I make sure, and I think you noticed that in Puyallup, barbecue fires were not much of an issue this year.
You did a great job. I had no idea, you know, and you, I, of course, I have my helmet displayed proudly, but you're actually using it.
Helmet's made to be worn, BJ, not on display.
Dude, that helmet's heavy. When we got that ceremonial helmet, which was one of my prized possessions, because you get accolades, you know, in this business once in a while, but Dean, that was really awesome when you guys really made us honorary firefighters. But when I picked that thing up and said, wow, this is just the headgear of what firefighters have to do. And I'm like, man, I mean, everybody deserves a lot of kudos for, you know, what they're doing. And really what I love is that we all come together. You know, we're schmucks talking on the radio. You guys, like you said, you go out, and unfortunately, a lot of times you will see people in the worst time of their lives. But the fact that we can all come together doing what we're doing, and then having the Rockaholics, everything that they do, and it's at a time where unification is so precious. I love that we get to do this, and it's all to put a coat on a kid's back. I thank you for giving us the opportunity, Dean, and everybody associated with Operation Warm and the council. I mean, that's you guys do us a great honor, too. So thank you so much, man.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You know, BJ, that's something I'm glad you brought that up. You know, in the time in which there is some divide and some differences of opinion in our country and even in our state, you know, I think this is something that we can all come together on and recognize the fact that there are more important things and that we have far more in common than we don't. And, you know, being able to, you know, your listeners are just about as big a part of this program as the firefighters. And I think it's important to thank your listeners that are donating today and any day that they are a part of this, and that we as the Washington State Council of Firefighters truly appreciate their benevolence, their understanding how important this program is, and most importantly, what it does for the kids. It really is an important program. It really does build self-confidence. We know that, you know, kids that go to school that are fed, that are warm, that they will be better students. And we know that their performance levels improve with those things and with that self-confidence. And who knows, these are the future leaders of our state and our country. And we look forward to seeing what they do in the future. And hopefully maybe a warm coat is what made them have an advantage to go and do more.
Dean Shelton with the Washington State Council of Firefighters, Operation Warm, also with us on this. Thank you so much, Dean, for joining us, being with us, helping us get this done. And if you want to get this done, it's simple. Just go to KISW.com. Donate whatever you can. It only takes $20 to put a brand new coat on a Washington State child in need. That's it, $20. But if you don't got the 20, give whatever you got. If you don't have anything to give, then at least share it on your socials. And that info you can find at KISW.com. Dean, take it easy, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right, BJ and Steve, thank you very much. You guys have a great holiday. And again, thank your whole crew for us and your listeners. Washington State Council of Firefighters truly appreciate you. And we look forward to being out in the community giving out these coats in the future.
Awesome.
And again, KISW.com. And if you're the top donor, you're going to be in our video. That's cool. You'll be in our music video. You pick the topic. You guide the show. It is Listeners on the Loose, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. We got more of your calls. We got more of your texts. We'll take those at 9:35 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Texts are coming in. BJ, and one person says there's only one question that needs to be answered this morning.
Is, all right.
Did BJ pick Sarah's pie over the Costco pumpkin pie, or did he have both? And what did Sarah think about that homewrecker pie in her house?
Oh, I hated
that homewrecker pie in my house.
I saw the pictures. It looked delicious.
It didn't,
your
though.
Pie, not, oh, not the pumpkin pie,
oh,
of
yes.
Course.
My pie looked creamy, homemade, yep. Beautiful, perfect. The store-bought one, eh.
And also, we did a different thing this holiday season, and nobody really wanted to cook, so we went and we tried, okay, let's try a restaurant's Thanksgiving special,
okay.
And we went to Maggiano's for Joey's birthday, and we spied they had a whole Thanksgiving situation, plus, of course, they said, not only will we give you all the Thanksgiving fixings, but how would you like some spaghetti and meatballs and ravioli to go along with
it? They don't mess around with that.
No, they don't. And I was like, well, all right, I say we do it. And they threw in a third dessert, which was not planned for.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah. Which was a praline, however you want to say it.
I think praline.
Praline, yeah.
I don't think it's like a pecan thing.
Yeah, it's a praline cheesecake pie that they put in there.
Give it to me.
Yeah. And so that also was in competition. But yeah. Sarah will tell you none of that stood up to her pie. She'll just tell you.
All right, How many plates did you have?
How many plates of pie?
How many of just food? Like how many times did you go back for seconds? I hit thirds.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, I had to space myself out because my you know, Kathy always, and I don't know, I mean, she does this because I probably because of the Italian upbringing. But it's like, she's like, so I'm going to do this. I'm going to cook this for breakfast. And I have these for a charcuterie board. And I go, do you realize we have a gigantic dinner to eat? Mm-hmm. I mean, what are you making all this other food when we have the food? I thought we got the food so you wouldn't have to make food. She goes, right. I'll just make a little something. And of course, you know, here comes the quiche. And then here comes the snack plate. Here comes the charcuterie board.
You sound like you're complaining about this. This sounds amazing.
Well, I had to space it out then. So I only had one plate. So that's what I'm basically saying. I didn't go back for seconds because I couldn't I wanted to have some of the dessert.
See, my first plate is a little bit of sampling of everything.
Yeah.
So I got a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Just to for me, that's assessing what the second plate is going to be. The first plate, so then.
Everybody gets a shot. It's like a speed dating.
Absolutely. And then second one is just like the MVPs. And then the third plate was just a little bit more of those candied yams with the marshmallows, because that to me is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
And I just ate a lot of that.
I do like how every year, that's the only picture I get from Steve on Thanksgiving is just his yams with the marshmallows.
I don't make it. It's just whoever makes it at the family Thanksgiving.
I
take a picture of it and I post it, and I mainly post it just to see if Sarah Colonna will see it, because I know she hates candied yams.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sarah's a great comedian who we've had on the show a bunch. And her and I do not see eye to eye about that. So I post it, and I don't know if she's going to see it. I don't tag her. I just put it up there with hopes that she's scrolling through Twitter, and she sees that and gets pissed and then sees it's from me.
Yeah. And she'll know. She'll know that it's the only reason you're doing it. She'll say, look at that guy.
At some point, she's just going to unfollow me on social media because I just do that to troll her.
So I got to get trolled and it's a passive troll because you're not tagging her. Yeah. So she's like, so I'm not even expecting it. You know, it's like, you know, if you get tagged in things, it's always a possible troll. You never know.
Well, if she sees it, it's a success because I'm trolling her. If she doesn't, I'm just sharing my favorite meal at Thanksgiving, which is what everyone does, really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think she probably sees it every year, but then gets like, you know, one of those dolls that you can pin, you know, you stick pins in, and then, you know, one of those voodoo type doll things. I think she's just doing that.
So I want to know that Joey make his mac and cheese.
Joey got violently sick with the flu.
Oh.
So he has all the ingredients to make all these things.
I got peace.
He wasn't going to make it for us anyway. Yeah, he was going to make it for his friends the night before.
I feel like this is just he just made up a story of being sick to avoid having to make the mac and cheese and also avoid coming into work today.
That's probably true.
And avoid spending Thanksgiving with the family.
I wouldn't put any of that past him, I will tell you. But here's what happened. Our buddy, It's All Good, knew that Joey wasn't going to make mini mac and cheese. So he went and got this company's he bought a company's smoked mac and cheese and got it to me. And so he was like, I heard you weren't going to get mac and cheese.
So he just brought you mac and cheese?
Brought me mac and cheese.
He felt
I was like,
so bad for you.
Yeah, he did. And you know, so I'm like, dude, this is pretty awesome. So
was it better than Joey's or was
I want Joe's mac and cheese again? And last time Steve was there, I think it was at Steve's party. Last time I commented somebody else's mac and cheese that was not made by a member of my family led to a giant argument.
You were in the doghouse after that.
Yeah.
I witnessed it. It was awesome. Yeah.
So that's a nice way of saying yes. It is.
Yeah. Wow.
I'll say it bluntly for you.
I want Joey to continue to make it. I did miss Joey's mac and cheese because he does it with the Lay's potato chips, like he gets the Ruffles, I should say.
What?
Throw it in, crumbles them, and throws them on top of his mac and cheese.
Chips? I love
it.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Oh yeah.
Yeah, just a layer on top.
It's a
little crunch.
Yeah, it is definitely, you know, it's the rural version of mac and cheese. You know, some people might do breadcrumbs or whatever to make a bake, but we do the rural version with the Lay's potato chips or the Ruffles.
Someone said they made smoked mac and cheese. Spent about $55 on cheese alone, though.
Wow.
That's what I had. Mine was smoked. And it was so good. So, so good. Joey didn't do anything. And he was down for the count.
He FaceTimed me.
He did something.
Yeah.
Wow. He didn't even FaceTime us.
What the hell?
Why did he FaceTime you?
Say happy Thanksgiving.
Couldn't he just do it with a text or a phone call? Did you need to see his face?
Yeah, we got a FaceTime. We're besties.
You guys FaceTime each other?
Wow.
Yeah.
He did not even FaceTime us. We were like, he's probably sick. he usually spends the day with us.
Yeah, but do you really need to see his face? I mean, you see it every day.
I feel like it's, you know, I mean, if he's FaceTiming Danny, I feel slighted.
The only person that ever FaceTimes me is my buddy Munson in the past, and he only does it when he's on the crapper.
That is not true. Tatum also FaceTimes you at the Kraken game.
That is, she did while we were at the Kraken game. That was hilarious.
So you don't FaceTime your parents or anything when you're for Thanksgiving?
We've Not always. It depends. It's a process, oh. BJ.
All right. Yeah, you're right. I forget, yeah.
Two people in their 70s that really don't know technology all that well. And every time they want to do it, they call it Facebooking them.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Even though I'm FaceTiming them, I have to say, you guys want to Facebook with Tatum? And they're like,
Okay, here we go.
So I have to like set up a side. I got to make sure my dad is awake. And he has his phone by his side. It's not as easy as you think. But we do FaceTime them from time to time.
I forgot about that because my mother-in-law doesn't even have a cell phone, smartphone. So, yeah, there's no way. We have to have somebody come over to her house that knows how to, that has their own phone that can do these things. So I appreciate that. Yeah. Well, there you go. It was a good Thanksgiving, though.
Sounds great.
And Sarah's pie was a winner.
The best.
Yeah. Said it was the winner.
I really do think everyone was a little disappointed in the pumpkin pie. They thought it'd be more of a competition, but they kept going back for mine. That's the one and only year we're going to have another competition for desserts on
really
Thanksgiving.
So sad.
Did your fiance get any of that pumpkin pie, or did he just stick with yours only?
No, he had some of the pumpkin pie.
Was it like him making out with another woman right in front of you?
It was. I almost slapped him, but I refrained because it was his birthday. That's the only reason why I didn't.
Wow.
If it hadn't been his birthday.
I mean, pumpkin pie with whipped cream, though, it's darn good. You mean we're not going to get to have that option next?
Never again.
Never?
Never. Unless we don't have my pie that I make, that I slave over every holiday season for you guys. Mm-hmm.
It's the only sweet treat we can have. It's really, I mean, I feel like we're held hostage over this. I almost want to see maybe we just finally go forget about it.
Forget about it.
You know what I mean?
And maybe I won't show up next year like Joe.
Yeah, we might have to just, uninvite somebody, and then you can just FaceTime Danny and
Yeah, exactly.
In.
Hey, a guy, really nice text, someone talking about Coats for Kids, saying my daughter's been on the receiving end of Coats for Kids and Operation Warm before, and I just want to thank you guys for all this. It helped a lot that year that we needed it.
Yeah, it's Giving Tuesday, and so that's what we're doing. We're kicking off Coats for Kids, which Operation Warm and the Washington State Council of Firefighters. We've been doing it for a lot of years now because it's a great thing. I'm a product of the foster system, eventually got adopted. I know what it's like to not have everything you need, especially having new stuff as well. I mean, I just remember those special moments when I got my own first pair of stuff that wasn't a hand-me-down. It's really, you take it for granted. And so I love helping out the kids with Coats for Kids. And I mean, you just don't think that kids need to, like, there are kids that aren't going to have coats,
dude.
Like just the basics.
And shout out to Darren Smith, $200 donated just now. Jen F, $100 donated.
Thank you.
Davis, $100 donated. Steve Miggs, $5 million donated.
Look at Steve Miggs. What a guy.
I didn't do that, but I'm going to donate, of course.
Oh, you didn't really do $5 million?
I
for a minute there, Danny and I both fought for sure.
Tatum's got a lot of things she wants for Christmas.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That I appreciate as well. That keeps going, Steve.
Someone has a question. It says, if you had to go, one has to go. Russ, Pete, or John? I say Pete. He's making all the wrong calls, like trying to fake out a team on 4th-and-1. They're a 3-7 team, and before last night's loss, and you just can't go for it. At what point, what do we have to lose? And then he says, I feel like people are using Russ as a scapegoat, but at the end of the day, it's Pete's fault for everything that's going on. I don't disagree. I think I had to pick of those three, I love Pete. I love what he's brought into. I just think it's, man, you just watch how that offense is working, and it doesn't seem to ever change. Doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is. It's like they're just running in the mud. It just sucks.
I'm going to have an unpopular pick, but I said the same thing.
Blitz?
About the Mariners.
You going with Blitz?
I'm going to go with Blitz. I have a very unpopular pick. How about you, Danny? You got somebody?
Yeah, Pete.
You're saying Pete too.
Sarah, who do you go with?
Yeah.
Oh, I have an opinion that no one would like to hear, especially my fiance.
Oh, yeah. What's that? What is it?
Get rid of Russ Wilson and bring in Tom Brady.
Oh, wow.
You just said that.
Jump on the bandwagon?
Back to you, Danny. Yeah. Get rid of Russ for you, Danny.
Mr. Brady's been getting it done no matter where he's at. Maybe he can come over here.
I agree with half that statement.
The Brady part.
I agree with the Brady. I felt like the Mariners should have got rid of Felix Hernandez a lot sooner, just because they could have got a lot of draft picks and could have got some cool stuff for him, and they didn't do that. I think that Russ Wilson is not going to get better. I think that if anything, he's just like any other player. He's going to age, get worse. I think we're seeing a bit of that. Now, granted, it's a new system, and he's got a finger situation, but I think this is the time. I think it's really time to just move on and appreciate the 12 years he gave us, because this team is not designed for him. And I don't know if it can ever be designed for
him. But you get rid of Pete. You redesign the team for Russ. I mean, you look at a guy like Tom Brady you talked about. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's playing into his 40s. Russ is nowhere near 40. You have a franchise quarterback that could give you another decade of excellence. We just got to get rid of the gum-chewing old man, who I love very dearly, but it's time for him to say goodbye.
Like, you said I had to choose one. I'm not disagreeing with the Pete Carroll thing, but I just think Russell Wilson is not Tom Brady. And I don't think Russell is going to. I don't think Russell's game is going to age as well as Tom Brady's game has aged. That's the problem. I just feel like he was a man with feet.
Once that finger's fixed, it's going to be fine. Boom. I think it's still his finger, honestly.
All right. Well, you know,
once we work that finger to perfection, forget about it, BJ.
And I think Mitch. I wonder if Mitch would choose John. You know, because I mean, we don't pay attention, but Mitch has not been impressed with the choices that he's made over, with the draft picks and all the different things that have happened and the misses that they've had with different players. I think Mitch Levy might pick him.
But don't you think some of those picks? I mean, a lot of that also has to do with Pete's decisions. He's not just the coach; he's also a big part of the decision making process.
It's can't argue with you there, sir.
Co GMs in a sense.
Can't we just maybe get rid of two out of three? Maybe well, how about this? A man lost his leg while crowd surfing. Yeah, and what the band did when they saw that was incredible when they saw this. I'll tell you all about it at 9:53 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock.
99.9 KISW, The Rock, Seattle. All right, listen, when you're at a show, maybe if you got a prosthetic limb, perhaps you shouldn't go crowd surfing. But then again, you're at a GWAR show, why not?
I think that's expected at GWAR shows, man.
So this dude's, at the GWAR show in San Francisco, and he lost his fake leg during the show. But thanks to GWAR bassist Beefcake the Mighty.
That was Danny's nickname in high school.
Yeah, it really was.
Great name. He stepped up to the microphone and said, quote, "If anybody's got a fake leg out there or got an extra fake leg, send it this way because this guy needs his effing leg." And, you know, sure enough, the leg actually made its way back through the crowd to its owner. So how about that?
I told you GWAR fans are the kindest.
How about GWAR posts this video and says, quote, "Yep, not the first or last time someone lost a body part in the GWAR pit." I do believe that.
I need to see those guys live still.
Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
This is the first time in about 4 weeks that you've asked a question other than, I don't think that the Seahawks know what they want to be. Do they want to be an offensive team or do they want to be a defensive team? They want to figure out what they want to be.
Well, we know what they want to be. They want to be losers. And they're
Mitch,
man.
Yeah.
Thank you guys. Thank you guys for having me. But I just have to leave you with this. Danny knows. You guys have to figure out what you want to be as a morning show. I mean, I just think you got to, at some point, make a decision.
Wait. Erosion with management.
We prided ourselves on being high-energy mediocrity. Now you're telling us we should be something else?
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.